Pitch?
Yes.
We have Faith?
Yes. Kidge eats brains.
Yeah, I know. Totally awesome.
You have bad opinions.
Big fucking unicorns.
Okay. It was settle or die, buddy.
Idiot.
All right. Welcome to the Two Blind Squirrels. That is our new intro, which is completely pod safe.
Is
that the right word? Pod censored. Pod safe. Pod.
You're not going to take a picture.
Yes, it's funny. I got to take a picture of that. Come on.
Why?
Because it's funny.
It isn't. Really.
Faith is sitting over here with my MacGyver glasses on. It's really funny.
MacGyver glasses.
Oh, okay. It's on video. Hold on. Don't do anything. There we go. All right. MacGyver glasses and Bar Harbor. Can't beat that.
That's right.
Those are just aviators.
Kid, you know what? I don't think I have your phone number in here. But you can't give it to me now because we're live.
Yeah, but he got him in a MacGyver groomsman gift. I have real aviators that I wear. They have purple, what you call those?
I don't think those are real then.
They are.
They have purple.
It's got the little color. They're
Ray-Bans.
Yeah, they're Ray-Bans. What is this?
The stem?
The stem. Thank you. Couldn't remember what it was called.
All right. Oops.
Okay.
Hi.
Well then.
Tell me they're not real.
Nobody's going to tell me how much they like the intro.
I liked it. Oh.
It
I told
was good.
You that already.
It was a Tidge long. It was a Kidge long.
It was a Kidge long.
I'm a measurement of
yeah, length. You are. You're so many things to so many people.
Okay, well, I'll play you the other one. We have three. We got the one we just made, which I got to put with the music. And then we have this other one here.
Okay. Hi-ho, this is Kermit the Frog here, and you're listening to the Two Blind Squirrels podcast. How was that? Did you like that? Is that okay? Yeah, I guess they eat nuts or something. All right, bye.
And then it's the same after that. You know, it's the same same song. I like that. From Jeff Romy.
Oh, that was Jeff Romy singing?
That was very good.
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Okay. All right. That's good. Okay. What else you got? What are you doing?
Well, I was going to send this.
Why aren't you focusing on the show?
I am focused on the show. I was going to send this to Kidge, but I don't have his. Kidge, do you have your number?
What's your phone number? Would you tell us, please?
Just I won't tell you.
It's 555-3742.
While you're at it, tell us your address and your social security number.
Nope.
And your real name.
And your real name.
Well, anyway, if you have your number in my phone, send me a text so I have your number.
All right.
Because I lost your number, I guess. All right, so.
On the air right now.
There you go. All right, so we are going to talk. This is a kid-centric show. Kid
really?
Centric.
Finally.
Kid is going to take the forefront.
I don't think that's going to go very well for you.
Faith advises against this.
We don't do well with other people centric shows.
Why is that?
Because we like to be the centric of the show.
Well, that's mostly me. all right, but no, Kidge entered an interesting topic onto the run sheet, and so I would like to address it. It says Kidge's observations of country music.
Oh, this ought to be interesting.
Yes.
I have performed an experiment this past week.
Experiment, yes.
I.e. listening to the local country station.
Okay.
In between podcasts, of course, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed several things, just because it was one of those sorts of things where, little backstory, the show Leverage, it's a show on TNT, I think. I don't know. One of the characters, the actor who plays him, the guy who beats everyone up.
Yes.
He's actually a country singer as well.
Really?
Yep.
Huh.
His name is Christian Kane, and he is a born in Dallas, raised in Oklahoma, and he's also a country singer. And so in my researching of the actors and that sort of stuff, I discovered this, and my wife and I listened to a couple of his songs, and we were like, oh, these are actually pretty good. And so that encouraged me to experiment with country music. And so I've noticed several things with over the course of several country songs that I've listened to.
Okay.
And Faith, that's a great picture, by the way.
I tweeted it, if you guys in the chat room.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
So several things that I listened to. The background vocals are not very much in the background. They're pretty in the forefront, more than I'm used to. So I hear a lot of the oohs and the ahs, and it's not as melodic, I guess. The main vocals kind of sometimes get drowned out by the background vocals. Just something I've noticed in a couple songs.
So you're listening to like 70s country songs?
No, like 2011 country songs.
Oh, I didn't know they had background singers anymore.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Another thing that I noticed is that several songs.
So like, ooh, like this Faith go, ooh, and then you sing some twangy, sing, you know, I was born a coal miner's daughter, and then,
ooh.
Yes, very similar to that.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, but the stuff where like they're actually singing along with the chorus and that sort of stuff.
Okay.
So.
All right.
But yes, so that is one thing that I've noticed.
Okay.
The, another thing that I've noticed is that several songs are about being married for a really, really long time, like since high school,
mm-hmm. yeah.
and still totally being in love with each other.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Very good
topic.
Thing.
Now, I have to say, growing up, that was not the main topic.
No. No adultery.
No, yeah. Pretty much cheating was the main topic.
Mm-hmm.
There were a couple of that as well, but not nearly as prevalent, I think, as the ones that I had heard. So. Yeah,
Conway Twitty was pretty much made a fortune.
You're cheating hurt?
on adultery in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. My favorite Conway Twitty song is Tight Fitting Jeans. Because I unleashed a tiger when I took off her tight fitting jeans.
Oh, my.
Yeah, it's like the trashiest country song ever.
Wow.
It's not.
Alrighty then.
Yeah, that song is not kid friendly, by the way.
No, it is not.
I don't like it.
All right, go ahead. What else?
Next thing, I noticed that several songs are also about working hard.
Yes.
And then playing hard after.
Well, yeah, because in the country, we work hard and we play hard.
That's right.
Exactly.
The people who listen to country music, they work hard and they play hard. And yeah. they need songs that talk about working hard and playing hard.
Exactly.
Because if you're working hard and you're looking forward to playing hard, you want to hear a song that reminds you that at the end of the day, you get to play hard.
Exactly. And also playing hard may or may not include whiskey. So
well, yes. Playing
hard
in the country
usually does. That or watermelons.
Right.
The watermelon crawl. There's all kinds of watermelons. You know.
And a tractor.
I had a tradition for the longest time, and I still do it occasionally, not as much as I used to. Uh-huh. But like on Saturdays, if there was I was going to be working all day, I had to have mm-hmm. country music on.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
He used to. You don't really do that much anymore.
No, not much anymore. Every once in a while.
You know what? You know how you know you're old? Because you listen to talk radio while you work. That's how you know you're old.
Yeah.
You listen to talk radio. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I drive around.
AM. Talk radio, not podcast talk radio. AM.
No, I think
talk
you got
radio.
This. No, I think you're wrong, Faith, and I'll tell you why you're wrong.
Why?
But you're talking about a symptom versus the actual cause.
Oh.
If you listen to talk radio while you work, it doesn't mean you're old.
Oh, okay.
It means you're lame. It's just that a lot of old people are lame.
Just lame.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Gotcha.
Gotcha. Okay.
So at some point you just – no, yeah. I listen to Car Talk on Saturdays.
Well, which is an awesome show.
Yeah. Wheels
with
Ed Wallace.
You got to love Ed Wallace.
On Cliff. Yeah. 570.
Car Talk has been on for a long time.
Yeah. It's been on for a long time, 15 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, okay. So your next observation?
Another observation that I have is that most, if not all, songs mention something about being patriotic, having faith in God, or both.
Well, if you want to write a good country and western song these days, You need to cover all of those topics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, those working hard, playing hard while you're saluting the flag, thinking about going to church.
Or just dance.
Yeah.
Right? They're very uplifting songs, you know?
I've been married a long time, and I'm working hard.
What's the one, just dance?
Then I'm going to play hard.
I'm going to dance.
While I got my tattoo with the flag on my arm. And then Sunday I go to church.
I'm proud to be an American, or at least I know I'm free.
So go ahead. What else?
So the next observation is that several songs suggest that slowing down life and enjoying every moment with friends and family is the most important thing to life. Maybe second or third most important thing if observation four is applied, i.e. being patriotic and having faith in God.
So, ah, gotcha. Okay. Yeah.
Well, I think that but see, here's the problem: is you have a conflict between number three and number five. Because you're working hard and you're playing hard, but you should slow down and enjoy every moment of life.
Yeah, but no, I don't think it's a conflict.
I don't either.
There's that balance. That balance of if you work so hard that you can't play hard, you're not slowing life down.
Well, kids, before you get to your last point, I would like to suggest that a problem with your theory here.
Okay. I haven't developed a theory.
There's no theory. It's just an observation.
That you have put about 10 times more thought into this than anybody writing or singing country western songs in the last 10 years.
Well, it was an interesting experiment for me. Very scientific.
Okay.
For the first 24 years of my life, I hated country music.
Well, it's because it sucked back then.
Okay.
Pretty much.
All right. Fair enough.
That's true.
And so,
it's only been recently that I've looked at it and been like, huh. So
do you want
here
me to
are
play?
All these good morals in this music.
Yes.
And it's also just American Celtic music.
Yes.
Yep.
That's all it is.
But in the 70s, that was not true.
The 70s was crappy, but the 90s started good country music. Now it became kind of poppy, you know.
Yeah.
But the Shania Twain crossover thing. But I love Shania Twain in the 90s.
That was all about girl power.
Mm-hmm.
She made a fortune off girl power.
She did.
She's not even from America.
Nope, she's from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
But, whatever. So the biggest artist right now is Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
She's not from the West either, or the country. She's from Indiana.
She's from the United States.
But she's not from the country. She's not from country or Western.
Oh.
She's
Indiana?
From Indiana.
What do they have in Indiana?
The 500?
Yeah, the Indiana 500.
Okay. So that's racing.
That's country.
Yeah. What else do they have in Indiana?
No, that's just hick. That's not.
Is that the same?
It's the only sport they still pray at.
Almost same? Yep.
By the way, I saw a good documentary called CN about a Formula One racer. Yeah, sorry, off topic. Okay, any more observations, Kitch?
Oh, yeah, one more.
I have one more final observation.
Oh, okay, yeah.
The song "Camouflage" by Brad Paisley.
Yes,
is hilarious.
Well,
all of Brad Paisley's songs are hilarious.
Good to know.
They're all very funny.
If you like that one, you'll like all of his.
They're very funny. Yes, he loves to make fun of himself and everyone else with him.
Mm-hmm.
But he has a great sense of humor about himself, and that's what I like. That's what's good about him.
What was that?
He doesn't take himself too seriously.
What was this one that he started with that was so funny? Me neither.
Yeah, me neither.
Me neither.
that was a good one.
He walks up to a girl in a bar. Do you believe in love at first sight?
Me neither.
Me neither. I'm glad you don't. I would have been stressed out. Well, why don't you say we go sit down? You want to go sit down and talk for a while? Oh, me neither. The whole song is getting turned down. You know.
Nice.
It's funny. Yeah, Brad Paisley's funny. Toby Keith is kind of funny.
Oh, you know what else is good about country music,
like,
Kidge? I can't believe you didn't pick out that there's a lot of song. I mean, maybe this is under play hard, work hard, play hard. Mm-hmm. But there's Jimmy Buffett inspired music from the 90s.
Songs,
a lot of island songs.
It used to be just Jimmy Buffett. Now everybody has to
do some song about drinking beer and walking on the beach barefoot.
Well, yeah, that's part of the slowing life down and also the playing hard stuff.
Right. That's, you know, the whole Kenny Chesney thing.
Mm-hmm. The chat room does not listen to country music, by the way. So
chat room.
Yeah, Toby Keith, though, I like some of Toby Keith's songs. Like, he's got some patriotic songs like "We'll Put a Boot in Your Ass."
Did you know that Toby Keith is a Democrat?
Really?
Huh, mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Even though he sings that song?
Yep. Huh.
Well, that's
a great song. Seems a little contradictory, if you ask me.
He says that's the American way.
Yep. Yeah, that came out after 9/11.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then what was the other one? What was the other one that was really good? Oh, the Zac Brown Band. They've got some really
good ones. Yes, I like Zac Brown. And the band Perry is good.
They're okay. I mean, they're good. And they're not working hard, playing hard.
No, but they're good music.
They're like serious music.
Well, yeah, they're good singer-songwriter
music. We're not talking
about
good music.
Oh.
Serious music? What?
We're talking about country and western.
Sorry. Well, there is still country and western. You know, want to play hard, fun. You know, Helen loves. She loves.
Taylor Swift.
She loves Taylor Swift, but she also loves. Oh, they left me. What's her name? The two of them. The guy and the girl. And she sings the funny song about, you know, the stalking, where she stalks him.
Oh, Sugarland.
Sugarland, yes. Yes, they're very funny.
They get, what's it, Stuck on You?
Stuck on You,
Something like that. Stuck Like Glue.
Stuck Like Glue. You and me, baby, we're stuck like glue.
Yeah, they're very funny. They're from Texas. Sugarland, Texas, to be
Helen
exact.
Likes them.
Well, those are your observations about country music. Those are very observant of you, kids.
That is very observant. I'm glad that you're expanding your horizons.
Is your experiment over, or are you still you're listening to stuff?
I'm still dabbling.
Still dabbling?
Did you listen to Taylor Swift in this experiment?
No, I think Taylor Swift needs a sandwich.
She doesn't need a sandwich.
Well, but she's a very, very good song. Her music is very, very good.
Sure.
She's a great songwriter.
I just... One time, I saw Taylor Swift on TV or something like that when I was at someone's house, and she was wearing blush, and that was the moment that I realized that's what blush is for. Your cheeks are really thin. She looked like a skeleton because it looked like she had inverted cheeks because of how – it was scary.
She needed to eat a burrito?
At least one of them. Several of them.
A couple burritos.
With queso on it.
Yeah. Lots of queso.
Fried.
But check out her song called Our Love.
Very good.
And what was the other
one? Can't go wrong with Mean.
Mean is good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mean is good. And
everybody can relate to that.
And you
got to
check out
Girl or Boy.
Max Stalling, because that's like the best of Texas music.
Oh, he's the best.
Mm-hmm. You know, I started the experiment and I was like, I need to get the list from Brad of all his, like, Max Stalling and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, you're not going to hear Max Stall on the radio unless you're listening to some
Texas radio. Yeah.
All right, well, that was really good. Doxson from the chat room says his favorite two country and western songs are The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
We're talking about current songs.
Yeah, but he said the censored went down to Georgia. I don't think The Devil is a trademarked name. And Concrete Angel. Concrete Angel.
Who sang that?
I don't know that song.
Ask him who sang that. Conway Twitty, I'm sure. Came out 800 years ago.
And he says he likes anything by Ronnie Millsap. So there you go.
Oh, boy.
He did not.
Okay.
No one knows that but you, Kitch.
Now everyone knows because I've professed it.
Because you ratted me out, man.
I am testifying to the truth.
That's a good thing you should do. That's what Jesus told us to do, is to testify to the truth.
Yeah. Who's saying Jesus take the wheel?
How about Cletus take the wheel?
Cletus?
Cletus take the reel, sorry.
Yeah, Jesus, that was the parody wheel. Of Jesus take
I
the wheel.
I can hear the song.
Carrie Underwood.
Yeah.
Carrie Underwood, yeah. All right, so there you go. There's our the Two Blind Squirrels observations on...
country music.
Yeah.
I do want to say this.
Martina McBride's Concrete Angel.
So what just happened there with the whole testifying to truth? That's called the Jesus Juke. That's kind of where you can say something like, "Oh, I can't wait until, you know, the big game or something like that," and then someone comments on your Facebook page and says, "Wouldn't it be great if everyone was so excited about church on Sunday the same way you're excited about the game?" It's called the Jesus Juke, where it just brings guilt to you as opposed to
Jesus Juke. Jay. I wasn't bringing guilt to you. I was encouraging you.
I was Jesus juking you guys.
Oh, see, we didn't even know.
It's all good. That was come up with...
didn't even notice.
John Acuff.
And so now we have the name of the show. The Jesus
Juke. The Jesus Juke. I learned something new. I wonder if my kids know what that is. Hey, I heard Sam... Sam was talking to the boys in the lunchroom, and I heard him go, "Oh, I hate that friggin' thing." And I slapped him upside the head with my gloves and said, "Stop saying that word." And he looked at me and he was like, "I'm sorry. I'm trying not to say it." And
what is friggin' wrong with you?
I'm like, "Sam, knock it off." So anyway, then he said, so his next sentence I heard as I was walking away was, "Hey, has anybody seen the website Jesus Freak? There's like a Jesus Freak." And I said, and I said, "Sydney, did DC Talk put that out?" She said, "Well, yeah, they wrote that song." I said, "Well, that was 100 years ago. Have you heard of JesusFreak.com?
I can look at it right now and see what it is.
I wanted to see what it was. I want to see where he saw that.
Freak.com. You sure it's .com or .org?
I don't know. He didn't say. He just said Jesus Freak.
Welcome to JesusFreak.net.
.net. Okay.
No, network.
Yeah.
Oh, what is it?
Do we take Christmas and Christ for granted? Join us on Facebook.
This looks like it was made around the same time that the song came out.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's pretty old.
Yeah. Let me try JesusFreak.org.
It was made in Indiana.
Nope. Well, JesusFreak.org also leads to Jesus Freak Network.
Wow. Jesus
Freak, huh?
Yep. There you go.
It was associated with DC Talk?
No. Not that I know of.
Oh.
Did you see DC Talk on there, Kidge?
Mm-mm. No, sure didn't.
All right. Just wondering.
All right. Well, that's enough for now. We got to get going because we got a whole other show to do before the sandwich show tonight.
Okay.
Let's go.
We got John Wilkerson on the sandwich show tonight, so I'm excited about that. So.
Be ready.
The Adventure Sandwich guest starring John Wilkerson.
Hooray.
Hooray. All right, everybody. Well, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Hope you enjoyed the Jesus Juke, and just funny, and we'll record another show, which will be out in a couple of days. If you're not listening live right now, if you want to listen live, you can do so on Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock Central at twoblindsquirrels.com/live, and you can also send us a voicemail whenever you wish. That will be played on this show at...
Maybe. Eventually.
Yeah. I've got some calls here I need to play.
Okay. Good.
Where is my number? They've changed this website. It's 224-225-9297. Google, leave things alone. Your site was fine. Why are you going to mess things up?
It's on the...
Left.
twoblindsquirrels.com/live page.
I know, but I wasn't there. I was on my Google voicemail page.
Well,
yes, and you can find all this on the live website that Kitch mentioned. Thank you very much, Kitch. All right, vas con Dios, everyone.
Vas con Dios.
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.